depending where or which island you're on, the damage is quite varied, from total absolute deforestation and destruction to islands that are further north, which basically have no damage at all. So it is, yeah, it's quite site-specific. Looking at the worst damage would be, looks like, the island of Epi, where, and that's the main farmer group that we work with. So that's quite unfortunate. And then if you go further north to places like Santo, where the cocoa research station is, and they've got a lot of fantastic heirloom varieties of cocoa there, that has almost no damage whatsoever.
And so do you buy cocoa directly from these farmers?
We have been, we've been working with mainly with the Epi group to improve their quality, to get it up to a standard where we were really happy with releasing a single origin cocoa bar from their farm, and we were very, very close. We started working there in early in 2013, and we started by, it was more just a general educational program of the various cooperatives on the island sent us 1 kilo bags of cocoa, and we processed them into chocolate bars, and then we flew to Vanuatu and then visited all the cooperatives, landing with light aircraft on grass runways. Was quite interesting, actually, and then just doing actual chocolate tastings in the village with all the cocoa farmers, and that was the first time most of them had ever tried dark chocolate, and certainly chocolate made from their own cocoa beans. So that was pretty interesting, and they basically, I think the penny dropped for the men in regards to their quality, and they've made a lot of changes since then. So the direction they were going in is, quite fantastic.
And what ways were you trying to help them with these improvements to quality? Is it working directly with the growers and working out, how to get the bean kind of better itself?
We try and use a really basic system. We focus on a few areas. One of them is pruning. So if they prune their trees well every year, they get a really high crop, and that also reduces disease pressure. So they have very, very clean fruit, and that correlates into very, very generally high quality cocoa. The main problem they did have, their beans, they would dry their cocoa beans on the copra dryers, which are used for drying coconut. Now, they're very smoky, and when they put cocoa beans on these dryers, the smoke actually permeates into the bean, and then you get a smoked cocoa bean. And when you turn that into a chocolate bar, tastes very smoky, like a smoky bacon character. Now, they were selling these beans and getting penalised quite heavily on price. So basically, we went back to using a traditional method of solar drying. Basically, it looks like a big greenhouse with wooden tables inside where they put the beans. So using natural energy from the sun, they put the beans in there and they can get them bone dry, bag them up, and when they go and sell them, they actually get, there's no penalty at all. And in fact, it's quite the opposite. They actually get a higher price when it hits the market. So that was a big thing. We've got many of these units built in Malekula, which the cyclone looks like, from what they said yesterday, was quite lucky, and they're actually back harvesting yesterday, so that's really good news.
And talk me through the work that you've been doing with them on the actual manufacturing of chocolate there on the island.
This is directly with Active, the NGO. Their plan in 2012, 2013, was to build their own chocolate factory in Afate, the main island, and value add directly to the Vanuatu cocoa beans. So they actually released their bar a month ago. So their first bar that was produced, it took them a few years to build the factory. So that's up and running. And fortunately, the damage to that factory is quite minimal. So a lot of the timber buildings surrounding the factory were damaged, but their factory is actually, or most of it's built within sea containers, so quite a strong construction there. Interestingly, they had 45 people inside from local villages inside the factory as the cyclone passed, just as a safety refuge, so that was quite interesting. But they said they'll be back in production within a month and supplying the local market. They have a lot of tourism there, I think about 270 cruise ships a year, so a lot of those bars go directly into the mouths of tourists. which is great. So it's really pretty impressive the way they can value add to the agricultural commodity.
Where do you see your future with the growers and the farmers over there in Vanuatu?
We would really, really like to release our Vanuatu bar from the farmers at EPI. They're the ones we've been working closest with, and unfortunately looks like they've had the biggest sort of step backwards, but we'll I'd say in 12 months we'll have a bar in the market and we can document it and show like the how quickly these people can turn around.